Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 30th of November, a mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville with showers on spot and on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today a thick cloud cover with showers, and over the night considerable cloudiness and warm with showers, and watch for flooding. Chance on precipitation on 73% and chance on thunderstorm on 23%. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 28 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from east at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 83%. And on Sunday 3rd it will be full moon. The last full moon for 2017 is full in the air sign of Gemini on the same day that Mercury goes retrograde. This full moon is also a supermoon, which means its energy is going to be amplified. And this full moon is all about illuminating the truth, especially when it comes to how you communicate and your true motives and intentions. If you or someone you know has been holding back the truth or doing things for the wrong reason, this full moon may force things to rise up to the surface. In today's news, we are featuring short excerpts of interview with Meenakshi and Yatra Srinivasan on book launch today at 5 p.m. at Ilangarka Educational Center, Made by D.
Vanakkam.
Vanakkam.
Nice to see you here.
You as well.
Vanakkam.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with...
I am Meenakshi.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Yatra Srinivasan. I am from Kuilapalayam village. My inspiration is Meenakshi. And for a long time, I had an aspiration to write stories, short stories. So I've been writing a documentary film, short film stories and theater. But short stories is something different. So this is my first book, which has been helped and supported a lot by Akka. And all my corrections and titles, and she has given a lot of support and to release this book, to come up to publish this book. So it's a wonderful moment. And
Yatra Srinivasan has dug out materials from this ancient land. What has happened in this last 50 years, maybe? It's the right time because Auroville is also 50. And he has seen his grandparents, parents, and his own colleagues and peer group, and his children. How these four generations living as agrarian community, and then slowly entering into the industrial life, and how the urbanization enters into their life. And then what has happened to their lands, the red soil lands, where they were growing peanuts and later cashew and later casuarina, and what has happened to their life externally and also internally inside their village community. So he has chosen beautiful situations, and in this book, Yatra Srinivasan short stories, I find most of the characters are still walking around, or I have met them in my 40 years in these villages, and they are very living, and they are wonderful. I don't know how he caricatured them in such a lively way. On behalf of Auroville Tamil Heritage Center, I have to appreciate your family's effort to link Auroville and the neighboring Tamil Mandalam.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Yatra Srinivasan.
And from CART comes invitation to a progressive integral economy, an economy with engaged steps for all. They're inviting us to an offering in French on Tuesday 5th of December and an offering in English on Tuesday 12th of December by Eve and the Lotus Group. On progressive integral economy, an economy with engaged steps for all. Both sessions will be going on in Unity Pavilion at 4:15 to 6:30 p.m. And they're also asking you that if you're gonna attend to write to eve.labort@gmail.com to confirm your presence for the French session on 5th of December or the English session on 12th. The working committee is sharing for you information the attached guidelines for all higher educational institutions regarding remittance of fees in respect of OCI children studying in India while admission in Higher Institute of India. This was shared to them by the UNESCO unit, Ministry of Human Resource Development, Shasti Bhavan, New Delhi. And please check the PDF file. On Friday, 1st of December at 5 p.m. at Ilangar Educational Center, near Town Hall, Deepam Kartikai Festival. We are invited to carry a lamp of inspiration for a greater celebration toward human unity as envisaged by the Mother. Celebration is open to all, and I ask you to come and enjoy the light and bliss. With Mohana Village Heritage Center and Ilangarkar Educational Center and Auro Sangaman. On Saturday, 2nd of December at 6 p.m. at Deepam School, Deepam Celebration of Light. And once again, they will lit more than 1,000 oil lamps, which create a warm atmosphere. Kartikai Deepam has for centuries been celebrated, and it originates from the legend of Lord Shiva, who had transformed himself into a divine flame. That day also a big fire is lit on top of the holy mountain in Tiruvannamalai. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs from the surrounding villages. And Deepam means light, so they choose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children who are disadvantaged. From Kulaipalayam, you drive down toward ECR and 100 meters on the right side through the big orange gate into the Aspiration Campus, and then you will see the lit oil lamps. And they ask you to be on time because there will be a short program with their children. Today, 30th of November at 3 p.m. at Le Morgan, self-governance. As part of the Exploring Prosperity, they are focusing on the area of self-governance. And they are scheduled to meet each week at Le Morgan on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Today, there would be reading and discussion on the Foundation Act. On Friday, 1st of December at 5:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, Open Capoeira Roda. That is an occasion to meet Jinga Saroba Capoeira Group with adults and kids for its monthly circle. And whether you experience a capoeirista or not, the Roda is open to you. Small, big, man, woman, everyone is welcome to watch or participate. And additionally, you can join them to a trial class on Thursday, 7th of December at 6 p.m. at Deepanam School Amphitheater. Professor Samukada India with students. On Saturday, 2nd of December at 3 p.m. at Upasana near CSR, Upasana Market, an experiment in giving, sharing and being. Upasana presents special pieces of clothing from their collection over the time. You can come and find beauty of unique pieces over. There will be also tea, snacks and music. Revenue generated will be contributed for a social project. And here's an announcement from Share Transport Service, because they're excited to announce the launch of a new same-day delivery carrier service in Oroville. So now you can send your package from Oroville to Pondicherry to Chennai using STS. And for one box or letter you will pay 700, and the bigger box between 700 to 1000. And within terms and conditions, they're also saying there will be an upfront discount of 200 rupees if the taxi is already going to Chennai. And the package should fit in the taxi boot. At Cinema Visitor Center Video Room on Friday, 1st of December, 7:45 p.m., Lamb, directed by Yard Zeleke, and was made in Ethiopia in 2015. And also tomorrow, but at Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest at 7 p.m., Search for the Super Battery, made in 2017 and directed by Daniel McCabe. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French drama Valley of Love, made in France and Belgium in 2015 and directed by Guillaume Nicloux. On Saturday, international drama science fiction thrillery Into the Forest, made in Canada in 2015 and directed by Patricia Rosema. Within children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. drama Rabbit Through Fence, made in Australia in 2003 and directed by Philip Noyes. And later on at Cine Club, Roberto Rossellini Film Festival is starting on, and this Sunday we will see Rome Open City, drama War, made in Italy in 1945 and of course directed by Roberto Rossellini. The Mother wrote, "All is relative except the supreme. The Supreme alone is absolute, but as the Supreme is the center of each being carries in himself his absolute. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orbitradio.org.